This is Paddy Faulkner interviewing Hazel Bryan. You've been involved with Norfolk State Circus a few years. How did you first get involved?
I got involved through my friend Lisa Everie, who was a member of the juggling club. I never liked juggling, but she used to go. And I was friends with her, so I kind of hang around with the juggling club. But she went on tour as a babysitter for some of the performers, and I used to go and visit her on tour. That's how I first got involved with the tents, so the taking up and down of the big top. And yeah, I used to visit her several places on that tour and did some of the sign writing on the old pink truck and the one in the photograph somewhere. And then I did lots of volunteering for them. Every time the blue tent went out, I used to be on the crew for it. And that's how it first began.
Which shows have you worked on?
Volunteering, I didn't do much volunteering for the Alice show that I was talking about, but the first volunteering really I did for them was for the warehouse shows, Autogeddon, Now Here, whatever the first one was called, I can't even remember what it was called. I didn't do very much on Immortal 1 in the warehouse because I wasn't living in the area at the time. But yeah, Autogeddon, and then there was two warehouse shows before that that I volunteered on. Just going down, helping out, building installations, climbing up the scaff towers, rigging things, riveting things, trying to get somebody to teach me how to weld.
Who taught you to weld?
Nobody's taught me to weld, really. I had my first welding lesson last year in Edinburgh, the year before last in Edinburgh, Hinch. Who's my crew for now, at the moment.
What's your job now, at the moment, what are you doing now?
I'm tent master for the Silver Tent, and I'm also the crew boss. I run the crew, so.
If someone was going for a job as a tent master, and you were doing the interview, what would be the top five qualities required?
Well, that's tricky. They'd have to know something about tents. I actually love tents, so being really interested in how these structures go up, that's probably the only quality they'd need, really, to have done it before, put a tent up, not just like a pop-up one.
What's special about this tent?
It's a unique structure. There isn't another one like it. It was designed by Norfolk State. Well, Tom collaborating with another tent maker. It's very good in the wind. It's quite aerodynamic, so it weathers better than quite a lot of your standard big tops. It's got no external guys. After we've put it up, we can take the main guys off, and it's held up by the ring of ratchets, the ring of stakes. So it just looks like a spaceship that's landed. You can't see any of the what's holding it up. It's quite a thing to look at.
And how is it? You're in charge of the crew, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you got any stories you'd like to share about your circus life?
I can't think of one, but there are lots.
Best day, worst day, then?
Best day, worst day? Best days are the days you sit up on top of the tent, I think. Especially in the old days when you used to sit on top of the blue tent. It was all up and done, and you just have to go up, put the rain flaps on, put the safety chains in the bags, and tidy up the top of the tent, and then screw the washing line up together, and then it was done, and you'd sit up on top of the tent and have a cigarette and admire the view, all the people walking past, and yeah, those days. Worst day, I can't think of one individually, but any day when there's 5 billion things going on and your phone's ringing and it's snowing. Those are the worst days. actually, when we're redeveloping shows right at the beginning of tour, a lot of those days are worst days because your phone's always ringing and there's so much to do and you're working. Yeah, probably that day was a 16-hour day, working 16 hours and then getting up and working another 16-hour day straight afterwards. 2 years ago.
You have to tell people off at all?
I usually tell people off with a sort of snidey comment or a sort of make it into a joke because people don't like being told off and some people get really stroppy about it. They just damn tools and go. So, yeah, I try not to tell people off, but they do know when I'm displeased with them.
What makes you laugh most about the circus life?
People watching, I suppose, the way people interact with each other.
I know you've been to so many places with the tent, and you talked about the view from the top, which has been is there anything that comes to mind, your favourite view? What's the most unusual place of taking the circus, would you say?
I'd say probably Perth in Australia. I've got some really nice... you've seen the photographs. Some really nice photographs of the tent from an island in the middle of the Swan River. And it looks like the tent is coming up through the jungle. And then it's got these high-rise buildings behind it. It kind of looks like it's somewhere not Australia. It looks like it's in the middle of a jungle city. So that's probably the most unusual place I've been with it. Because you don't have palm trees, really. not like that in Europe. The views were pretty good from the top of the tent there, too.
And what are you doing next?
Touring with this year's Bianco Reincarnation. Opening in Cardiff, Antwerp, Prague, South of France. Three gigs in South of France and coming back in November.
And how was it with the Ruby's education? How did you manage that? Did you have to take her out of school?
I took her out of school a lot when she was in primary school. But they were fine with it. When she went into comprehensive secondary school, I still took her out, but the first year I got travelling teachers to come out and visit us when we were in Brighton and Narberth and somewhere else. So a teacher actually came out once a week or a couple of times a week. When we were in Narberth, she came every day because she was so happy to come and see our kids and were keen to learn stuff. And so I sort of organised that before I left, and so she was being educated as we were travelling around. The last 2 years, I've taken her out of school less and less. I've had to leave her behind for a couple of weeks here and there, where she stays with my friend and goes to school. But she's actually a bit of a star pupil, so it's not really affected her education very much. It's going to change when she starts doing her GCSEs next year, but I don't know. I don't know what my plan is yet for that.
What do you think she might have learned from being on tour with the circus that she wouldn't have got otherwise?
She's a very sensible girl, and I don't think I've taught her that. No, and she's very independent. And she's also very compassionate. So I think possibly she learning to see all walks of life, all different sorts of people, having lots of strong, not physically strong, but sort of mentally strong women around her has been a really good influence on her. She doesn't judge people. She sees the best in people, I think. That's probably what's being with the circus has taught her. She always tries to see the best in people.
And what have you learnt from being with the circus?
I've actually learnt a lot of practical skills. I've learnt how to manage people. I never used to like telling people what to do. And now I've kind of worked out how to do it quite effectively.
What does that involve?
It depends on the individual, basically. You can't sort of manage everybody the same way. You have to sort of get a feel for the person and then work out what the best way of managing them is. For instance, my crew, Carlos doesn't really like being told what to do, but you can ask him nicely if he'd give you a hand doing something. Hinch doesn't mind being told what to do, but he's quite quiet, and you can never quite work out where he is internally. So quite often I'm just cruel to Hinch, and he you know, I take the piss out of him and I say nasty things and I throw things at him, and he quite likes that. Yeah, I think that's the best way to manage people, is to sort of, you know, find out what they're like first and then
throw things at them.
Yeah.
Hazel, it's been a pleasure